Karina Peterson is with us right now to talk about game day. Before we do that, though, it is graduation season. Now, did you graduate in, what year did you graduate?
High school would have been back in 2015.
2015. Yeah. My goodness, I was like 15 years into my radio career at that point.
I graduated in 1980. Now, the question is, what did you wear? Like, I know for our grad in Lumsden, we had no cap and gown ceremony.
Oh, no way. Okay, yeah. So we had full cap and gown ceremony. We had a pretty decent grad class. I think I didn't put much thought into what I was wearing back in high school. I think I probably just wore like a t-shirt and sport shorts. But my university graduation, I was a COVID grad, so I was full slippers on the couch for that one.
I had this olive green suit. I had a black suit and then like an olive green shirt. But in Kipling, we did the cap and gown photos before. We didn't have to wear a cap and gown during the actual graduation ceremony.
Right.
So that's how that went. But anyway, we are talking Saskatchewan Rough Riders this morning. Big game. Home opener is tomorrow. What have you got planned?
Absolutely. We're really excited. So not just the home opener, the CFL home opener, in the sense that this is going to be the first CFL regular season game. And we're really excited. We've got the new commissioners in town. The TSN panel is going to be live on location as well. We've also got minor football. So we're trying to make it feel as Saskatchewan as possible. We've got minor football pregame. We've got Braden Kane, who's a Saskatchewan local, will be performing at halftime. But we're really just trying to tie in those little pieces. We've got the Pat Canadians, the team in this game as well, to highlight some of the other, you know, Saskatchewan sports that have had really successful seasons, and just really excited to bring football back to Saskatchewan and be able to kind of bring back that nostalgia that people love when they enter Mosaic.
Oh boy. Now it sounds like it's going to be an electrifying evening. Of course, for people that want to come a bit earlier, there is Party in the Park.
Absolutely. So this game, we've got Dave and the Divers performing out in the park. We've also got Noah Pelletier with the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Foundation doing like a little mini pop-up football camp. So kids can come on out and learn a little bit about football from Noah. There'll be face painters and players signing autographs, lots of food vendors and a DJ. So there should be lots going on out there as well.
Now, tickets, I know I was at the ticket office yesterday. They're going nicely.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
For season ticket holders, there's some new things that they need to pay attention to.
Absolutely. So one of the things we were really excited to introduce this year is the season ticket member exclusive gate. So instead of holding in the line there with all the single game purchasers, you're able to go to your kind of exclusive entrance point at every gate, which will be really, really seamless for all those season ticket members.
And the signage is right up above the gate.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can clearly see it kind of from all directions there, which is awesome.
Now, for anybody that likes to get those game day specials, anything from the store?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a really nice hat this week, so be sure to go grab that, because I hope we have some beautiful weather and you need it to block out the sun.
If people want more information, Karina, what do they do?
Absolutely. They can head right to riderville.com. You can also purchase tickets there if you missed your opportunity to do that so far.
And tickets are going very well, as we mentioned earlier. The Croft Electric Nelson Holmes countdown to kickoff starting up tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, play-by-play at 7 o'clock. Karina, thank you so much for stopping on by
this
morning.
Thank you for having me.